This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Oh, baby, let me be your love teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as a woman who be your...
Oh yeah, a little Elvis Presley there. Good morning. We thought we'd put Elvis on just to kind of wake everybody up on a Friday morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. Tampa Bay's libertarian and conservative and political and all kinds of things. Radio voice. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my partner, Big Ed Davis, thank you for joining us on this Friday morning, September the 20th. In a few minutes, we were going to have Myron Ebell of the Competitive Enterprise Institute join us. Boy, I was all set, Ed, talk with him, because we were going to talk about 50 years of apocalyptic climate change predictions. In fact, I got a bunch of them here. We'll talk about them anyway. But Myron had written an article about climate change and all of these predictions, if you go back like into the 60s and 70s, and we compiled some of these headlines. But Myron had to cancel this morning. I don't know exactly what it was, but every once in a while that happens. So we are guestless for the first 15 minutes of our I should say for 15 minutes of our program. So we'll be talking with you a little bit more. So stay tuned. Wait till you hear some of these climate change headlines. You're gonna realize why people are a little bit cynical about climate change these days. Also, what's all this frenzy about a whistleblower and Trump and apparently talking with leaders in the Ukraine? People are just giddy that hate Trump. They think he's given away the store. So we're going to bring in the proprietor of the barber pole to get his take on what is Donald Trump doing. Is he going to sell out a portion of California to the Ukraine president or something? Everybody's so concerned about what he said to him and what kind of a promise he made. So stay tuned for Andrew the Master Barber to talk to us about that. And, among other things, we have a great top 10. We're going to give you the top 10 countries with the most economic freedom in the world, according to the Cato Institute. So stay tuned for that as well. By the way, Freedom Works is sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. It's just north of 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive. You want the best haircut at the best price, and you want to have a good time while you're getting your haircut? Then you have to visit Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's great. Also, we want to remind you that you can listen to our show anytime if you go to our website, ourfreedomworks.com. O-U-R, ourfreedomworks.com. We got a podcast situation, thanks to Big Ed. Click on the podcast button at the top there, and you will see who we have for the guest and what our top 10 is for each of our shows. I mean, it's really, and then you can listen at your leisure, ourfreedomworks.com. Well, I just want to start by talking about, this is, Ed, did you know that this is Global Climate Strike Day? Did you know that? All the kids are coming out of school today. Did you know that?
I thought I had that penciled down.
Yeah, you were going to walk out from your job here to protest, I thought, I'm glad you're here.
I was going
to
walk out and take a fresh, get a nice breath of fresh air out there.
Because
it's 2 degrees cooler this week.
It is. It's nicer today. And by the way, do we not start, are we not starting fall tomorrow, the 21st of September?
Actually, the calendar says autumn begins on the 23rd.
Well, the calendar is wrong, Ed.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, not in Florida. I mean, our autumn is what?
Our autumn sort of seeps in
between
around October.
December 15th and January 3rd.
Yeah, you're right. We don't really have one, but you're right about it being a little nicer out here.
Yeah,
you're right.
It's drier.
So we got Global Climate Strike Day today. And I'm not kidding about this. Millions of people and students are expected to join demonstrations demanding action on climate change in all kinds of places around the world, not just here in the United States. Many groups are involved in organizing these, they call them strikes, including pulling kids out of school and having them, you know, protest. Most of these kids don't even know enough about it. Maybe they're happy to get out of the classroom
on
a Friday.
Of course, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have no idea what's going on. None.
Why don't they?
Most of them. Let's say most of them. I'm going to say they don't. Most of them don't.
Here's an interesting analogy. If you can pull students out of public schools because you want to protest climate change, can you pull them out of public schools to protest abortion? How about we have one of those days? I mean, can we pull them out of schools to protest illegal immigration? How about that? I don't think so. No. They would never do it. They would never do that.
I'll tell you, I watched, so I'm going to have to find it and send it to you. I saw something, I don't know how I came across it, on, I think it was YouTube, and it was filmed in the UK, and it looked like an American politician, older guy, and they were having a discussion on like a town hall meeting, and this woman got up and asked a question. She kept asking. All of a sudden, F-bombs started to come out of her mouth, which was funny just to hear it. And then F-bombs came out of his mouth.
Oh.
He told her to sit down and shut up
stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was saying what a crock climate change was. All it does is fund the scientists who get grants and all this kind of stuff. And it was just hilarious. I couldn't stop watching the back and forth, the yelling and the screaming. And sit down.
Now,
well, there was something in front of that too. Though.
Do you recall who the politician was?
I can't. You know, I'm gonna have to look.
Was it here in the?
No, it was filmed in the UK.
Ah,
yeah,
I love it
because it was a UK host, and then it seemed like an American politician or former whatever. Mm-hmm. But this guy had his stuff together, and when she dropped the F-bomb, that lit him up, and he just went right after her. I mean, it was, you know. I'm going to answer your question if you'd sit down and shut up.
I wonder if it was going out live in Britain.
I don't know. I don't know.
With all the obscenities and everything.
It was being filmed, so I don't, you know. I'll have to find it. It was on YouTube. I don't know how I came across it and why I was watching it. But
yeah. Well, we are going to, let's do this, Ed. We're going to take our break now. When we come back, I'm going to read to you some of the predictions from newspapers over the course of time. I think you're going to get a kick out of it. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi there, I'm Dr. John.
And I'm Dr. Lisa.
Do you have medical questions you never get to ask?
Now you can ask us.
After many years of caring for children and families, we've learned that the best informed families are also the healthiest.
Are you saying knowledge is power, Dr. John?
I am, Dr. Lisa, and since you're the smart one, I hope you'll share some knowledge with me and our listeners.
Let's do this then.
Okay, we hope you'll join us every Monday at noon right here on the Tantalk Radio Network for the Drs. John and Lisa Show.
Listen online at tantalk1340.com.
MyPillow's best offer ever. Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premium for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-954-9168. Use promo code BILL. That's 1-800-954-9168 or online at MyPillow.com. Promo code BILL.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hello out there. Tune in every Saturday at noon on Tan Talk for Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. Every Saturday at noon, we will find resources, education, and a shoulder for the caregivers. I know it's tough, but we can work it out together. Look forward to you tuning in on Saturdays at noon, where you'll have tons of information. Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers.
Hey, did you know there's a live psychology talk show Thursday and Friday at noon where you can call in and get free guidance and also learn several different topics relating to ending the stigma on mental health? It's called Moments of Clarity on WTAN 1340 AM. It's with licensed therapist Tiffany Warner, who will try to end the stigma on mental health. But the only way you can do that is to listen to Moments of Clarity Thursday and Friday at noon on WTAN 1340 AM, the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Return the sender. Return the sender.
Hey, we're back on Freedom Works. And normally at this time, we would have our guest. We did have Myron Ebell from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. And the reason we were going to bring him on is he had written a piece about what is called 50 Years of Failed Echo Apocalyptic predictions, or eco-apocalyptic predictions. So I'm going to read some of the headlines from editions of respected journals as to things about climate change down through the years. Did you know, this is from the LA Times in 1967. This is a headline, Dire Famine Forecast by 1975. That was a headline. They had a story about it. Here's one in New York Times, 1969. We must realize that unless we're lucky, everybody will disappear in a cloud of blue steam in 20 years. That's from the New York Times, blue steam. Boston Globe, 1970. Headline, scientist predicts a new ice age by 21st century. Well, so far, so good. I guess we haven't hit the ice age quite yet. We've been in the 21st century for 20 years almost.
I think the way that works is one day every 10 years, the newspaper people get together in a back room and they drug binge for about an hour or
one
two.
One day they, a year. That's more
out,
than that.
And then they come out and see who can write the most whacked out story.
I wonder how many of these respected journalists for the Post or the Times or even the Wall Street Journal, are under the influence when they're writing their stuff.
But, you know, you have an editor. Can't the editor say, what happened to you today?
They used to call it blue penciling. That because I went through journalism school, and you would blue pencil out things that you shouldn't be putting on the air because either they were biased, incorrect, not relevant, you know, that kind of. So they would blue pencil.
Right. Now I think they add in.
They do add in. Yeah, I think you're right. Here's another headline. Boston Globe, 1970. Scientist predicts a new ice age by 21st century. Did I read that one already?
Yeah.
Sorry. That's because there's another Boston Globe headline in 1970. This is the one I meant to read. The oceans will be as dead as Lake Erie in less than a decade. That coming from a guy by the name of Dr. Paul Ehrlich. Uh-huh. Well, I think Lake Erie is probably better off now than it was back then.
Right.
So we'll see. And here's one from the Washington Post, 1971. U.S. scientist sees new ice age coming. He does? When?
Don't have to say
not
when.
Not in his lifetime, right? Apparently. But you see what I mean? It's ice. It used to be the ice age in the 70s.
Yep.
The Guardian in 1971. Space satellites show new ice age coming fast. See, now even space satellites were predicting it. Now, this is why when people started talking about global warming, they had changed. Well, one day somebody got out of bed and said, you know, all this talk about the ice age, it's not coming true. So why don't we go the other direction?
And we can make money off of it.
Yes. Indeed. So there you go. And we were going to talk a little bit about all that with Myron Ebell. It would have been fun. But we'll get it back on it another time. No problem there.
That guy I was telling you about that was on YouTube, I remember one thing he did say. He said that he wanted to thank Al Gore for inventing that. The only thing that made him mad is what the fact that this guy didn't come up, he didn't invent it first to come up with all that money.
Oh, you're talking about inventing the internet.
No.
I thought he
global warming. You remember?
Did he invent that too?
Well,
he's been busy inventing
things. He started that. He actually started that.
He was one of them, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, he also, see, he was a busy guy back when he was trying to run for president. He had invented the internet. As you say, he was one of the inventors of global warming. What else did he invent? I'm trying to think. He invented a lot of things about what he really invented. That's what he really invented.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of kids getting out of school, watch this segue. We're going to talk about a kid that was handing out religious cards and was stopped. A federal judge has said that a Christian student who was in Green Bay, Wisconsin, in a public college, handing out religious cards, can continue to do so, even though the college stopped her from handing out religious cards. What she was doing was passing out religious-themed Valentine's Day cards. And somehow that's, her name was Polly, or is Polly Anna Olson, and she's been invited, by the way, by President Trump to be the face of a free speech on campus order. And she was on, she was being interviewed, I guess, today on Fox and Friends, you know, that show they do on Fox early in the morning. Now, she's a paralegal student. She was carrying on her late mother's Valentine's Day tradition. Then she got stopped on campus. By the way, the school was is Northwest Wisconsin Technical College. She gets stopped on campus by a campus security guard February the 14th last year after handing out paper cutouts with messages like, quote, Jesus loves you. They're going to stop her from handing out those things? Can you believe that? She was also handing out other little things with Bible verses on them. But she was accused of violating a school policy. So a conservative law firm in Wisconsin rose to her defense. She won her case last Friday after a district court judge said that the college violated her rights to free speech. He said that the school had no more right to prevent her from handing out Valentine's cards with religious messages than it did to stop her from wishing anybody to have a good morning and a blessed day.
Well, I mean, she wasn't holding people at gunpoint to take them, was she?
No.
You just don't take one.
Why would a college waste its time doing that? It just makes them look terrible.
College is about control.
Yeah.
You know, that's their own little entity there, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
They have their walls, you know, chains and
you know, it's amazing when you get a little bit of power how you want more.
Yeah.
Isn't there? I guess that's just part of the human condition. So you're right. You're right.
Now the only thing they could do is if she was handing them out, people were throwing them on the ground to get her for littering, I guess.
Yes.
I don't know. Who knows?
That would be more commonsensical. Even that's stupid. But I mean, that's so stupid. So stupid. Now, the girl said, several teachers congratulated me. They're very proud I stood up for art rights because it's not just my rights. It's everyone's rights on campus that have been violated. You know, doing something nice. There's a saying that says no good deed goes unpunished. And that's exactly what happened to her on that one. We got to hang our heads in sadness today. Did you hear what happened, Ed?
Uh-oh.
Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York.
Another one's down.
Stepped down? I was so hoping he would be the one. He was trying to run for president. But apparently he took a look at his ratings. He got 0%. 0% interest. Zero. It was not measurable.
I don't know how he gets reelected in New York.
I don't either. Yeah. Why?
He's got photos of somebody.
He's probably got photos of himself. But you know what? Who is it that convinced him that he had any chance of being president, you know? I guess it's because he thinks, because I'm the mayor of New York, no matter what they're thinking of me here, there must be something about me, you know, and so I'll run. I guess people really start not being realistic about things.
I mean, across the river, even Governor Christie was more popular than him, and he didn't even get close.
That's right. Yeah.
Use that as a gauge.
I was kind of hoping he would stay in. I don't know. There was something about watching him perform. It just, I don't know. It's like hitting yourself over the head with a hammer. When you stop and he's off, you feel better. You
Is
know?
He the one that outlawed large soft drinks?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He's not finished with that. I think he's also involved with banning plastic straws, large soft drinks.
You know. Flavored vapes, too. Is that him or is that the
governor? Oh, I'm
sure.
Yeah, no, I think he's involved with the vaping situation.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Meantime, anything that's really important, he ignores.
Yeah.
And he can't apparently get along with the police department in New York. So I'm amazed he gets elected. But then I look at some of the other cities with some of the crazies they've got as mayors, and I go, wow, how can they do that? But they do it. They do it. So he's down, and we Joe Biden is still running tall. In fact, there's a new Fox News poll, if I've got it here somewhere, I think, that talks a little bit about what the voters are feeling these days as we approach, or we're still not that close to it, but as we get closer to the presidential election, which is next year. But many voters are frustrated with how the government is working and how the economy, even though the economy has been doing better, they're kind of worried about it. They're nervous about it. However, Trump's numbers are going up. Trump's numbers are you wouldn't think with all of the things they're throwing at him that his numbers would be anywhere near where they are. 43%. His job performance. Okay. Approval of Trump's job performance matches the record high of 89% among Republicans, 37% among independents, and listen to this, 12% among Democrats. Democrats hate him. But overall, it's doing a little bit better with his approval ratings. 37%, by the way, this is a Fox News poll, if I did not say that. 37% that were polled feel confident about the economy, but 48% feel nervous. That's despite how good the economy has been. Only 37% feel confident. I guess we keep thinking that something bad's going to happen.
Well, I said it.
What do you think? Do you feel confident about the economy, or do you feel nervous?
Oh, I do. And that's why when they came out with the recession is going to hit at any time now. I mean, that's just, you know, leftists is coming out and saying between now and Election Day, there are going to be at least, I'd say, put me down for at least two women scandals against Trump. They're going to come. I'm telling you, they're going to come out.
More.
They're going to come out of the blue, and there's going to be something inside his family that they're going to conjure up. And of course, you know, you got all these other ones. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
a lot of stuff's going to get thrown against the wall.
Do you ever think that Trump, in a way, for whatever reason, loves the attention, even when some of it's bad? Or do you think he really gets tired of the negative? You know, it seems like there's always something.
Yeah. For a guy that's not getting paid to do a job, and is like Andrew says, and could be doing a lot of other things.
Andrew, the master barber, those people that don't know, yeah.
But for a guy that's and spending all his time and some of his own money and has basically been the only president in a long time that's at least made an attempt to fulfill all of his campaign promises between the wall and the economy.
Yeah, that's true.
And all that.
He is trying.
Yeah, he is. You know, it's not an 8-year plan, folks. In other words, you have to reelect me for the next 4 years for this to come.
Yeah.
So you can BS your way for another 4 years. But I just, I get disgusted because if this were the other way around for the last president and these people kept coming up with things and kept coming up things and coming up, like Trump did with the Obama and the birth certificate, it started to become racial. But you can keep throwing, you can call this guy orange, you can say
orange.
he looks like an orangutan, but that's okay.
Yeah,
you know, that's okay.
You can say anything bad about Trump.
You can be a celebrity in Hollywood and walk around with a severed head of the president mocking that, and that's okay. You can threaten to punch him in the face, and that's okay.
Yeah, we've lost our way.
I know.
In that whole area, we've lost our way. We're going to take our break. When we come back, the Master Barber is going to join us. We're going to talk about this whistleblower story in the Ukraine.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you'd know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallies. I love you, Peggy Sue.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
If you would like to become a wholesale buyer of the premium quality longevity product that you hear about right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network for personal service, you can pick up the phone right now and call Lola at 727-441-3311. Again, that's Lola at 727-441-3311. Or for even faster service, log on to tantalkhealth.com. That's tantalkhealth.com. Here's your health and longevity.
There's only one place on the radio where golfers like you can turn for the best tips, interviews, product reviews, local tournaments, and everything golf talk. The Golf Show Guys.
Hey, join the Golf Show Guys every Wednesday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's not just funny, it's informative, it's celebrities, and it's a lot of applause. It's the Golf Show Guys, Wednesday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We are back on Freedom Works. By the way, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. We're so happy you are with us. I want to remind you, we are sponsored in part by the best barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew the Master Barber, proprietor, and you get a great haircut, it's a great price, and you have fun. If you like politics, by the way, you got to get over there because you'll get an earful from Andrew. They're located in the Overcash Plaza. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of Main Street 580 in Dunedin, Andrew's Master Barbershop. And speaking of the devil, we have him. Andrew, this is a, what do they call it? Climate Change Protest Day, I think it is. Are you closing your shop and marching on behalf of climate change protest?
Paul, I already got a sign in my barbershop. I'm preparing for a cold spell here. I got one so nobody parks in front of my shop when they're going to plow the snow.
Oh, okay? Yes. I remember
I'm going
that
the
sign.
Opposite. I'm going the opposite. I'm preparing for a cold front coming in.
You do have a sign about that parking with snow.
That's
I
right. I'm
that.
Prepared. I was prepared way before these people started this stuff.
Oh, my goodness. So there is so much going on. What about this whistleblower story?
My goodness. Do you believe this one with the Ukraine? I just hit somebody in the shop, and he was telling me maybe the Ukraine is going to be like the realtor for Trump to buy up, where he was talking about Iceland, you know?
No, I never thought
of
that.
And maybe the Ukraine will be like the realtor to get this thing done.
Yeah,
this
could be
amazing. It's amazing. How come nobody blew the whistle on Obama when he was sitting over leaning to Putin and says, listen, as soon as I get elected, I got more things we can do.
Yeah, it actually was Putin's right-hand man, Medvedev, but you're right. You're right. He did.
Right?
Yeah, the microphone
yeah,
picked
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, but nobody came down on that one.
No,
huh?
They didn't. No. Speaking about the Ukraine, and I want to get back to the whistleblower in a moment, Rudy Giuliani has been appearing on some TV programs recently, and he's bringing up the fact that Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was over in the Ukraine and is involved with a company that got into some trouble with bribery in the Ukraine,
Well, that was, they said Joe Biden was telling them that in the Ukraine, I believe that it was that if they didn't do this deal with his son,
that's it,
that he was going to cut back on some money that goes to them, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. They were going to renege on some millions of dollars unless Joe Biden's son, Hunter, was let off the hook, or they had to fire the attorney that was looking into it. That's what it was.
That's what it was.
Now, talk about blackmail. And yet you never hear much about that in the press, do you?
Listen, you don't hear anything in the press unless it has to do with Trump, okay? Period. They talk about everything Trump does, but nothing anybody else does. I mean, now they're quiet about their hearings they had the other day because they didn't go anywhere about that. They didn't go anywhere. Nader was all upset.
That's not going.
Listen, that guy Nader's been in there 50 years. He hasn't done squat. And they keep voting
Nadler.
For this guy to put him in.
Jerry Nadler.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. He's been there as many years as the size of his waist. But anyway.
Adam Schiff is another one like that. Now, he pops up from time to time. He's back up.
Oh.
He's back
he
in the news.
He popped his eyeballs out this morning on the news when I was looking at him because he's all psyched up about the whistleblower.
Very
he thinks
much
he got
so.
Something to impeach him here with.
Very
you know?
Much so. So he's going all over the place, and if you get between Adam Schiff and a camera, you can get injured. So you have to be very careful about that. And he's going all over the place. He's on every show you can talk about. I haven't seen him. He doesn't seem to have the guts to show up on Fox and get a real question.
No. He's not going to go on Fox. This guy, him and Nadler, they got one thing. There's one thing and one thing only. Impeach Trump.
Yes.
Why? Who knows? Why? Yeah. That's all they do. They haven't done anything in 3 freaking years. I really believe that people are fed up with all this.
Well, of course they are.
You know? Enough is enough. Now, you think Elizabeth Warren, everybody's hot on Elizabeth Warren's trail. I guess they're going to have a big powwow for her because...
You can't use the word powwow. That's politically incorrect. Don't say powwow.
Oh, I can't say that?
No, because she dresses up as an Indian from time to time, and you're making fun of her by saying powwow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
No problem.
But yeah, you know, they're out talking now, Elizabeth Warren. She drew a big crowd in New York, in the city there, right? A big, big crowd.
Yes.
Of course she drew a crowd. You're right next door to a liberal college. Every student was there to hear you.
Yes.
See if they're going to get out of their student loan.
Yes.
Now they're trying to compare her with the crowds that Trump gets. I got news for her. It's not going to happen.
I tend to agree with you. And by the way, the crowd estimates always come from the people that are supporting her, whereas when the crowd estimates come on Trump, they're usually some honest source, you know?
There's nobody ever there.
Brought up. Yeah, exactly right. So,
yeah, go ahead.
No, it's all right.
They don't have the potential. They got nobody there that's going to draw the crowd. All Trump is doing is growing. Paul, he's at 52% now, and that's a Rasmussen report, okay, and a couple other ones.
He is getting
popular. Basically, you know, if a president hits 50%, that's almost automatic reelection.
Even most of the people, you know, you read these polls and you go, oh, my goodness, look, Bernie Sanders is ahead of Trump and Biden is ahead.
A chimpanzee could be ahead of Trump, believe me.
I remember when Hillary was ahead.
That's right.
Oh, 98%, she's going to win.
So they... But then when the same people are asked, who do you think is going to become president, the plurality is Trump. So
of course.
So that kind of makes me think that until you have one candidate running against Trump, you just can't take these polls seriously.
Well, you couldn't take them seriously during the election in 2016.
True.
Why would you take them seriously now?
Very true.
Listen, if you want to see the true polls, you got to go to the Las Vegas line, okay? You bet on anything in Las Vegas. And look what Trump's range is for getting reelected. He's at 88.8% on the Vegas line to get reelected. That's right.
88.8. Holy Toledo. That's unbelievably
high. Vegas isn't going to bet on him not making it, believe me.
Yeah. Well, now I want to ask you about another very important and very serious question. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau apparently enjoys getting into brownface. And he looks quite good in brownface. He should wear it all the time, in my opinion. He was caught. We have pictures. And this goes back to 2001. He's very, very apologetic about it. But, you know, and I'm being serious here for a moment. What is so bad? What if an African-American slapped white paint on his face and went to a party. Are we supposed to be offended?
Oh, I tell you, that would offend me so bad, I don't know what I would do with it,
You'd
know?
You'd have to close your shop.
That's ridiculous about what they're doing. Trudeau, forget about that. I can't even call him a guy. I don't know what he is. I don't know how that guy even got elected in Canada. The guy's a complete goof.
Well, he's the son or the grandson. I think he's the son of...
He was the son of the other prime minister.
Pierre Trudeau. And Pierre Trudeau was a bit of a flake himself, I remember.
The nut don't fall far from the tree, I guess,
exactly.
Does it?
No. And so
I could go ahead.
No, I'm just wondering if he's going to be reelected again. It's all
you know. I get Canadians come in my shop during season. I got to tell you, every Canadian that came in my shop last year during season hated the guy.
Really?
They all love Trump. Honest to God, they all love Trump. The Canadians wish that Trump was their president. They need to get this guy Trudeau going. But you know what happened in Canada could happen here with these young people. If the young people have been brainwashed to be, you know. Liberals, and they are from kindergarten up nowadays. They're brainwashing them, and once these people come up to vote, but you know, as long as they can't vote on their cell phones, I don't think we got a thing to worry about.
Well, they can
register. They register all these millennials they want, but if they can't vote on their phone, they're not going to the polls.
You actually bring out a very good point, and that is enthusiasm and which side will have it going to the polls. There are a lot of blue-blooded liberals that are dying to get to the polls, but the truth is, if you take the entire Democratic Party, a good deal of them are, younger and minorities. And a lot of those people, let's be honest, they don't show up.
That's right.
You know?
Well, maybe you know, if Elizabeth Warren gets the nomination, maybe all the American Indians will vote for her. How many of them are there?
They're about 250.
I was just saying 12.
Right, but you know, I don't think the blacks are going to back her, to be honest with you. The blacks don't really get up and vote unless there's a black nominee going somewhere.
The African-American vote tends to favor Biden. I don't think she's like Bernie Sanders. For some reason, they've got white man's disease, those two. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's amazing what they're trying. Paul, they got nothing to stand on. They have no platform. They're not going anywhere. My advice to the people, if you're in the stock market, is to invest a lot of money in Kimberly-Clark because they're the manufacturers of Kleenex, and I think there's going to be a lot of them sold on November 4th, 2020.
You may very well be right about that. Gosh, there's so much to talk about with you. Do you think that Trump is making any headway with the building of the wall? He was down there the other day.
He autographed it the other day.
Yeah, and he was talking about how strong those the wall's
right.
going to be. I was kind of impressed, if you want to know.
It's going to be done, and we need to have it done. We need to stop the influx of illegal immigrants coming in this country. Let's face the facts. Come in legally, we don't mind. All of our ancestors came in legally. They didn't storm the borders.
That's
okay.
Right.
And the other thing is, when they came here, they didn't get anything either. Okay, they come here now. They want to give them free health care, free housing, free food stamps to get them to get their votes. Now, if that's what you got to do to run this country, you may as well hang it up. We're going to go down the tubes faster than you can think.
Exactly.
And all I can say is, thank God for Donald Trump.
You know, the more you work for and earn, the more you appreciate. The less you work for and earn and are given, the less you care about it, the less you respect it.
That's right. Look at the kids today that were all given a car by their family. When I was young, we had to get our own car, and we took very good care of it because we earned the money.
Yeah.
You look at these kids today, their parents go buy them a brand-new $25,000 car and look at it from a month to the day they get it. It's all beat up. They don't appreciate a damn thing.
No.
And they complain about the color.
The boot.
Got a green car? What?
I'm not going to ride no stinking green car.
Right.
I want a red car. Now, Dad, go out and get the red car.
That's right. And the father will go do it, too.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Andrew, you are a pleasure to talk with all the time, and I'm going to look forward to our little conversations next week as well. So you hang in there, my friend, and thank you for your time.
You got it, Paul, in Trump 2020, my friend. Have a good day.
All right. There he goes, the master barber, with his finger on the pulse, because he's got the barber pole. All right, let us take our break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the abortion issue and also our ultimate top 10, the top 10 countries with the most economic freedom.
Please don't tease. If I can hold you, then let me squeeze. My heart goes round and round.
my love, gonna tumble me down. You leave me breathless.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Has this become an endless summer? Escape to the Land of Enchantment, Santa Fe Towels Party at Dunedin Fine Arts Center, September 27th. Cool off with tequila libations. Celebrate with multicultural music and dance. Sample Southwestern cuisine. View Georgia O'Keeffe and contemporary Native American artists. Many surprises await. Tickets are limited. Buy online at dfac.org. Scroll to upcoming events or call 727-877-0127. That's 727-877-0127.
This is Patty from Soap This. We are having an amazing event November 2nd and 3rd here in Clearwater, Florida, with some of your favorite actors from Young and the Restless. For tickets and pricing, visit soapthis.ticketleap.com. For more info, call 727-210-5143. Again, for tickets, visit soapthis.ticketleap.com.
Tom O'Brien is on the Tantalk Radio Network. Every Monday through Friday from 4 till 5 p.m., Tom takes to the airwaves as he breaks down the day's market action. Tom combines his technical knowledge of the markets with his years of trading experience to take your calls and questions every market day from 4 to 5 p.m. Whether you're new to trading or an active day trader, don't miss out on the Tom O'Brien Show live on the Tantalk Radio Network from 4 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Hey, we're back for the last portion on the last day of the week, Friday. Not really the last day of the week, but I always think of it as the last day of the week. And then the weekend is like a respite.
You know what I saw in the store yesterday?
Tell us.
Christmas stuff.
Oh, don't say that.
Yes. Come on.
Don't say that.
And I actually saw somebody. I almost pulled him down myself. Christmas lights on last night.
Oh, that's sickening. You know, I even think Halloween stuff is too soon. And you do see it in the stores now. Have you noticed? They're bringing out all the Halloween.
Yeah, but Halloween parties are kind of early. You know, you have a lot of early parties like midway through October, so that's less than a month away.
We're in September. It's not till the last day of October.
I do enjoy going to like that big superstore every Halloween.
Which one?
The one on 19, whatever that is.
On 19?
The big Halloween superstore. It only comes out September through Halloween.
Really?
I'll think find
out more about
you.
That. Can he get all kinds of tricks
and stuff like that? All the animated objects and stuff.
Yeah.
The Jasons and the big life-size stuff. Oh, it's great.
We ought to go over there and get some crazy stuff and really celebrate Halloween this year, you know?
I have to get a second job. But
yeah, true. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the whole abortion situation. This is kind of good news, I guess. The number and rate of abortions across the United States have plunged to their lowest levels since it became legal in 1973. Now, this is according to the Guttmacher Institute. It's a liberal research group. It supports abortion. It says 862,000 abortions occurred in the United States in 2017. Now, to me, that's a lot. I mean, I don't care what they say. That's a lot. But apparently it's down from 926,000 in 2014. So if there is any kind of a trend, apparently it's going down. One reason for the decline, according to the report, fewer women are getting pregnant. Now that I believe. Used to be a lot more kids being born and a lot more pregnancies. But apparently not as many these days.
I think there's a lot more contraceptives available.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. That's exactly the reason.
You have that morning after thing.
Indeed, you do. So there are all kinds of ways that you can keep yourself from becoming pregnant. And therefore, I think it's another argument for allowing the birth of a child. But the Guttmacher Institute notes that the birth rate, as well as the abortion rate, have declined. And a likely factor is the increased accessibility, like you said, of contraceptions since 2011. And here's the deal. According to this Guttmacher report, in 2017, the abortion rate was 13.5 abortions per 1,000 women. 13.5 per 1,000 women. Now, that's in the age group where you can have kids, and they call that 15 to 44. That 13.5 abortions per 1,000, lowest rate since Roe versus Wade in 1973. Following the ruling in 73, abortions rose steadily, and they peaked. They were at their highest in 1990. 1.6 million abortions in the United States in 1990. That's a scary figure. Now, along with that, Pete Buttigieg, who, if you don't know, is the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and is running for the Democratic presidential nomination, Buttigieg claims that human life begins at breath. At breath. That means you can do anything until the baby is out of the womb. You can do anything. Kill it on the way down the birth canal.
Until he hits the oxygen.
Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. And he's running for president. Can you believe it? I can't believe anybody would say that. And he's getting away with it. Now, he's pro-choice. But then he refers to his Christian faith. Really? I'm not sure the Lord is big on killing babies coming down the birth canal. I'm sorry. Don't think so. He says there's a lot of parts of the Bible that talk about how life begins with breath. Well, really? In the Bible, which was what, written a couple thousand years ago? Even then, it wasn't a good thing to do. But Buttigieg apparently believes, regardless of what point different people feel about the life of a human being, the decision to pursue an abortion ultimately up to the mother. He said, I might draw the line, you might draw the line there, I might draw it here, but the most important thing is the person who should be drawing the line is the woman making the decision. Well, I hope to heck the woman making the decision makes it in favor of the life of the child. You know, all of us that got out of the womb safely, I don't know. I find it just hard to believe that anybody with a clear conscience can say, well, I made it, but I have the right to terminate somebody else's life. No, I don't think so. I'm sorry. I just don't think so. All right. Ed, let's talk a little bit about, before we get into our top 10, which is, by the way, a good one. Let's talk a little bit about two teams in Tampa Bay that I think might be exciting. Right now, the Rays are fighting for a playoff spot. There's only about, what, 9 or 10 games left? Are they going to make the playoffs, the baseball Tampa Bay Rays?
I think we all got our fingers crossed, to tell you that.
Yeah. They've been playing very well.
They've got Boston here at home. They've got the Yankees, and then...
those two teams are usually good.
And they've got Toronto.
They're ahead of Boston, but the Yankees are great this year.
Yeah, but... I think the Yankees have leveled off a little bit. And, you know, midseason, they were just unstoppable. And I just, it's a good thing that the Yankees are here, I believe, yes. So that might make it a little bit easy. Because I think this team is still intimidated by going into New York, and it's the Yankee uniforms and all that stuff. So I just always say, listen, it's, the uniforms are nothing. It's just a bunch of guys that all shop at the same place. That's all it is.
We're keeping our hopes
up. You know, but this team's fun. I mean, I love to watch them.
They are fun.
And every time they go into they go into a little slump, they lost a game or two and or three, and they come back and they win five or six in a row.
I like to call them the no-name Rays, because nobody can name a name on the team, but they're winning.
You can't win them all, folks. You know, they're winning series, which is what it's all about, but coming down to these last 10 games or so, they've got to, I'd say they got to win at least seven of them.
You think so?
Yeah. I think they're going to win at least seven.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed. Now, the Lightning are now playing exhibition games. We had a nightmare, in the Stanley Cup, something that nobody, we could talk about it for years. But do you think that the Lightning will bounce back this year, Ed?
I think so. I think every team learns from their past mistakes. And I think that, you know, They were so great in the regular season last year. They went into the playoffs thinking this is going to be a cakewalk, and they got walked on. And they were done. And that still stinks.
Four straight in the very first round.
And if I were coach, yep, I'd play that playoff series every week in the locker room.
That's to a remind good
them. Just to remind them.
What an incentive. You're right.
Yeah.
All right. It is time for our top 10, and we got a good one. The Cato Institute has come out with the top 10 countries in the 2019 Economic Freedom of the World report. And it's worth noting, by the way, that the United States ranked 12th as recently as 2014. Let's see if they made the top 10 this year. So here we go. Top 10 countries for economic freedom. Number 10, Mauritius. Now, do you know that where Mauritius is, Ed? I know
on the earth somewhere.
Yes, it is. Very good. It's a little island nation in the Indian Ocean. It's actually about 1,200 miles off the southeastern African coast. So if you ever want to go for a vacation somewhere near Africa, you might consider Mauritius. They have great economic freedom. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Number 9, Australia. Not surprising. Australia. Number 8, Canada. They made it. I'm not surprised. Number 7, the United Kingdom. Well, we believe, let's hope they have good economic freedom there. Number 6, Ireland. Hey, we're talking about all these Canadian connected, I mean British connected, right? Number 5, the United States. So we made it in the Cato Economic Freedom Index. Number 4, the land of the cuckoo clock. Switzerland. Yes. Number 3. New Zealand. They always, now they're right off, talk about off the coast.
Mm-hmm.
They're right off the coast of Australia.
Right.
Did you know that?
Yep.
Okay, good. Number 2. Singapore. They always are on the tops of lists for economic freedom. Busy, busy hub. All right, Ed, what do you think is the number one country with the most economic freedom? I'll give you a hint. There's a lot of turmoil. A lot of demonstrations and turmoil
Japan?
In it.
Japan?
No, that's a
Hong
good
Kong?
Guess. Yes.
Hong Kong.
Yes, Hong Kong is number one, despite what China's trying to do.
Mm.
And you know it's a portion of China, but it's an independent
portion of
China. So that's why I keep watching that and hoping that those people there continue to maintain their freedom.
Mm.
All right. We thank you so very much for being with us all week, as a matter of fact. And go to our website, ourfreedomworks.com. You can listen to any of our programs that we do by hitting the podcast button. You will know our guest. You will know the top 10, all the good things. And drive safely out there this weekend. We will be back on Monday. And always remember, freedom works.